RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf. Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green. We're here for our final show of the season as we get to September 2nd, 2023. We're live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis. We're at Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Amherst for our final show. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Bittersweet time of year, right? We're bitter because our season's ending, but all of us parents are, it's sweet because kids are going back to school.
I remember that joy. Yep. Yeah. Seeing that bus come and letting them go. Yeah.
That's when I play my best golf while I'm at school.
Oh, yeah, you just run off and play quick.
Boom.
Yeah, and
the bus.
The courses end up being quieter because all these teachers are back at work now. Yeah, really good. It takes the amount of rounds way down.
Yeah, well,
it's
yes.
True. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe not. So maybe the golf industry is not as excited.
Well, it's seasonal. It'll, yeah. And then they all play on the weekends and they play after school. And teachers get a lot of days off, right, Brian? So they play a lot of golf.
It's true.
Yeah.
Better than bankers, frankly.
Brian's on the banking just, schedule?
Brian's just shaking his head at us. I did learn one thing. Don't try to get a haircut on the Friday before school starts. You won't get in very quickly.
Is that our tip of the
week,
Jeff?
That's the tip of the week, yes. Yeah, I learned that yesterday.
Don't get a haircut on the Friday. That's a good bit of... I bet you today it'll be really busy for haircuts.
Yeah. Mine's getting done next week.
Don't get a haircut. Don't go sneaker shopping.
Right. Yeah, I look like a hockey player this week, so... All right.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm ready
for golf. Are so unkempt, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Good luck to all the kiddos going back this week to everybody in Western New York.
Yeah, all the golf teams will be starting up now. Yep. Yes. So all the practices...
They're already going.
Yes. We've already had three matches.
That's right.
That's right.
How's a Sweet Home team
so
doing?
We're doing really well. We're improving every match. That's the goal.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know you're the new coach this year.
Yes.
For Sweet Home. Yeah, so
I was excited to get the opportunity to do it, and we've had a couple of matches already. So it's the high school golf season's already going. Yeah, teams have already played matches this week.
Let me ask you this question: as a high school golf coach, is there coaching going on during the match? Like, can you bring little Billy over and be like, "Hey,
yes.
Billy, you should probably use a 60-degree wedge here. Can you give advice on caddies?"
Yes, we can. So I'm basically just bouncing from hole to hole and checking in on them. And then, you know, I can say, hey, on this hole, just make sure you know that, you know, maybe if they don't. Here's the thing is that at least a lot of my players, they haven't played every single course that they're going to play in advance. So some of the times, you know, we're talking about it in advance, but
this hole goes right. This hole
sometimes
goes left.
They're as they walk up to the tee, they're seeing the hole for the first time.
Have you yelled at anybody yet?
I have not yelled at anybody.
Why'd you hit that shot?
That's why I'm not a college golf coach anymore. Teach your kids to play fast because once they, oh my gosh, in college.
Listen, I'm doing exactly what you said. You know, we have to teach them how to play with proper pace of play and etiquette. That's a big thing with our team. So that's
all right.
That's important.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, it's been a good first week, and you know, as you said, transitioning here to the fall. Our final show, we're live here at Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Amherst. Let's bring in the owners, Max Grundy and Tom Coppola. Max, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're great. Good. Thanks for having us.
We're thrilled every time you're here. Thanks so much for being here.
We bookended our season. I think we had our first show here in February, and now we finish our live WGR shows here start of September.
I appreciate Max coming right in from a CrossFit training session.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This is always in shape.
Yeah. No. He's an educator. We got two educators here, so they feel they're ready for this.
Yes, there's always a little feeling in the stomach around this time of year for educators, right?
That's right. That's right. You guys started talking about the kids coming back. You know, both Tom and I are in administration now, so we've been prepping all summer for this moment and are really ready to have the kids come back into the buildings right now. So very excited.
Yeah. And you guys are excited about
what's going
Golf
on
Dojo
here.
Dojo has been happening, and what is happening going forward, Max? I don't know if you want
to let
everybody know.
I'd love to share that.
You guys have.
You guys are talking about the end of the golf season, but we are really talking about the beginning of the golf season here at Golf Dojo. And you know, the people that came through our doors last year were so enthusiastic, so excited, and Tom and I got together and realized that the only way that we can make this accessible to more people is to open our second location. So Golf Dojo will be growing starting this year, and we're going to be opening on Niagara Falls Boulevard. The address will be 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard, and we're just really excited. Right now we're looking at a November opening, and so everyone keep your eyes out. Those signs should be going up probably in the next week or so.
And what makes Golf Dojo different? Why is this business? I know why. I'm here every day, but tell people why it succeeded and why there's a need and why the business is so good that we're going to open a second location.
Sure, absolutely. I think that what people really enjoy when they come to Golf Dojo is that they get their own space, right? They come in through the doors, they go into their bay, they get to close the doors behind them, and they really have that same feeling that they do when they're on the seventh fairway of a golf course, really excited about you know, having their own space. The other thing is it's all booked on time, which means you know beforehand how much time you have, which means you can schedule it around your busy lives. You can come in whenever you'd like, and that leads to another thing that people are really enjoying, and that's we have 24-hour access. Once you're a member and you book your time, you can come in any time of the day, whatever fits your schedule.
There's also members have extra access.
Yeah, there's
that's right bay for members only.
That's right. That's right. So members in both locations are going to have a fifth bay that only they have access to, increasing their likelihood of being able to book. And then also, of course, they like that those members have that 24 hours rather than the public hours that we'll be keeping.
Excellent.
Well, congratulations
to both of you.
Yeah,
yes.
Both of you guys. And Tom, I was going to ask you, Max hinted at there, so it's going to have the same look, feel, the new location?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. First in finding this location and now on Niagara Falls Boulevard. When Max and I walked in for the first time, it really we walked in and said, "My goodness, it really is the same space." And so, high ceilings, 6,000 square feet, plenty of space for six bays. For five bays, and it will be exciting to see that whether you're on Transit Road or on Niagara Falls Boulevard, when you're inside of a bay, you're not going to really know where you are. It really will have the same feel and look, and we're excited about that.
Where exactly on Niagara Falls Boulevard? It's a long boulevard.
Sure is. Yeah, so we'll be between Maple and Sheridan, okay. Right across from the Boulevard Mall. The cross street is Briarhurst.
Yes. Okay.
So Briarhurst and the Boulevard. Jeff jokes around about being on transit in Niagara Falls Boulevard, the two busiest streets in Western New York, but we find that it's really accessible to everybody, and I do think we'll be able to serve a different group of folks too. I grew up in North Buffalo, so did Max. It's 6 minutes from our parents' house, it's 6 minutes from our homes in Kenmore, and so we really feel excited about getting down closer to the city.
And I think people like coming in with the TrackMan, and it doesn't matter which, like you said, what bay you get, and they're all the same, and the TrackMan, and you can save your data, and you can save your rounds, and you can have leagues, and you can hit golf balls and get every, your spin rate, your ball, your launch angle, whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. We're really committed to making sure that we provide the premier experience for indoor golf in Western New York, and that does include using the TrackMan device that, there are competitors out there, but this one provides the best active and reliable feedback, I believe is the term you guys like to use, right? So,
ARF,
that's right.
I haven't trademarked that yet.
That's right. Yeah. So we will have all of our five bays at the new location will be powered by TrackMan just like they are here. I can say now that the bays will be larger even than the ones that are here. And so people who have at least been through these doors or have been to other locations know that we are trying to continue to increase, the experience for people coming into play.
And that I think that's one thing that I feel like is great about here and unique in the sense that you have the space, but you also have the ability to be private and but also at the same time big enough that if you bring your buddies, you also feel like that, Tom, there's plenty of space to enjoy, the spots, but also not feeling cramped at all. So it's got that right amount of mix in terms of the what you'd want the space to be without having 100 people on top of you, too, at the same time.
Yeah, and our bays are adjoining, and so if you have a larger group, you can open the inside doors so that you still have a private space, but it's two bays instead of one, or even here, right across where it's four bays. We have fall leagues that are already starting. We have guys that build their own leagues. That's kind of what we do here. So you think of it like your fantasy football league. You just get those guys together and say, hey, let's go to Golf Dojo and build a league from 4 to 16 guys. And so if you're interested in the leagues, if you want to start your own league, build your own league, you can you can email us at info@mygolfdojo.com to do that. And the other thing, too, is we have a great membership special as we get to the fall into the new location. For all of our members at any level, we're going to sell 10 packs of hours for $35 an hour. And so if you want to stock up on some hours now for the winter or for the fall, it's a great time to do it. And you can get all of that information at mygolfdojo.com.
You said members. So tell us about the model. Do you have to be a member to book hours? How does it, Max, how's it all work?
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, Golf Dojo is open to the public. We invite anyone that wants to come in and check it out to do so. If you're a beginning golfer or you're, trying to make the tour, whoever you are, you're encouraged to come and do it. We have two membership levels. The first, an entry-level membership, is $20 a month. We really think that's a point that people are going to be excited about. That $20 a month gets you discounted rates every time that you book off of the public rate. It gets you the 24-hour access, and through the winter, it also gets you free club storage. And then going up from there, there's a $200 a month membership, and that includes 8 hours as part of the membership package. So you're essentially purchasing $25 hours, which is a severely discounted rate from everything else. So, it really comes to how much you're and how often you're going to be coming to Golf Dojo, choosing the right rate. We just think that we're providing great value to everybody at whatever rate they're coming in.
If I'm a member of Golf Dojo now, would I the ability to come here as well as the other one? Is that something that would be in play?
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. A great question. Yeah. Your membership will be good at every Golf Dojo, correct? So that when you go online and you see what's available, let's say that you're, for some reason you live right between the two of them, you take a look and see where which bay is available, which your if you have a favorite bay in each location, and you'll be able to book that right on the same website, same drop down menus, and be able to choose where you'd like to go.
Just
great question.
Just remember to grab your clubs at transit location if you store here.
That's right. That's
you might
right.
Have to remember that. And the other thing is you can book early as a member. You get priority booking.
Thank you, Jeff. Great reminder. So the public is able to book 7 days in advance. The first level membership is able to book 10 days in advance. So if you know that you're someone who likes to come in on a routine, you can make sure that you secure your time. And then if you are the membership plus level, the higher level, then you're able to book 14 days in advance.
And we don't sell any alcohol. Let people know that.
That's yet. Right.
So there is no bar here. That's part of the model, though, right?
That is part of the model. So we don't have a bar here. We don't have food. Make sure that you bring your course required with you, we'll make sure that this is more than anything. It's boutique gym space. Get to work on your game, work on your craft, play around with your friends. We have over 250 courses available on the TrackMan app to make sure that you get a unique experience every time.
Yeah, and there's tons of there's games on there. Yeah. There's multiple ranges. There's kids games. There's you can have tournaments against other. Yeah, other facilities. There's a lot you could do.
Max Grundy and Tom Coppola with us from My Golf Dojo, along with Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Medis. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green. The additional location is really exciting, but what's also exciting is by being a golf dojo, you also have access to Jeff Medis. I know you guys have been really excited that Jeff's been on board, and Jeff, of course, has been around Western New York and been a pro at a variety of places, and of course is our pro on TD Green, but he's your pro as well.
I was playing golf last weekend. I was fortunate enough this year to join Lockport, which has been a great club for me and a great club for so many people, and a member who I did not know. He came up to me. We started talking about Golf Dojo, talking just about what we do, and I mentioned Jeff. And he said, oh, my goodness, give Jeff my best. Jeff's the best. He was the best teacher I ever had. And I hear that all over Western New York. And so here at Golf Dojo, Jeff's always giving lessons.
Yep.
You can book them right on our website. You can email Jeff at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. I really believe he's the best teacher in Western New York. Brian, you and I have both watched him teach our kids, right? Mm-hmm. We've watched him teach people at all levels. So absolutely, Jeff is a huge part of what we do here. Our director of golf, I really think, brings real credibility to what we're doing, too. And so we are fortunate to have him.
Well, thank you.
Good job, Jeff.
Jeff has a unique ability to see you swing once and be like, oh, you're doing this.
I've seen a lot of swings.
Yes.
Yeah. I've worked with a lot of people. Yeah, it's like another industry. Yeah.
Well, that's the part of the beauty is you are able to, and I think you find this, whom you're giving the lesson to, all right, this person wants all the numbers I can get in TrackMan, or this person doesn't. You're able to do both.
Well, you teach the individual. When a person walks through your door, you got to find out a lot about that person before you say anything to them, about their history, how they learned the game, if they have any injuries.
I thought the blood samples you take before lessons a little too much, but I'm kidding.
I'm keeping a DNA database. I'm going deep dive with this data.
No, but I will say that I steal Jeff's, I guess, model in the sense when I'm working now with these high school players that I'm working with at Sweet Home, is that I'm seeing a whole bunch of stuff, even kids as they're learning to play the golf course, of like, where do I put my bag? Where do I stand when somebody else is putting? What should I do when I'm not hitting the tee shot on the tee? All these sort of things. And I know that probably with the golf swing sometimes too, is that you might see 10 things you want to say, but the one thing that I always like about you, when you've worked with my son or myself or others, is that you're like, okay, here's the thing we're going to focus on for today. By the time I see you next time, like, I want to see improvement right here. And, in any industry, when you have expertise, there's probably something that you could probably give 1,000 things to talk about here. But I always think, Jeff, your model is excellent, that we all know everybody's golf swing. We're already thinking of 1,000 things, so you don't throw 1,000 more. It's kind of I don't want to say the less is more is better sort of thing, but you know what I mean. You're trying to really simplify things and give you something to focus on. I think that's a model that's really successful when you're teaching.
Well, I think when you're learning the game, it's like that pyramid of success, right? You feel like there's 8 million things to learn, and that's what's great here. It's like someone can walk through the door here at Dojo, and they're a beginner. They've never even held a golf club, and they're nervous about the game and this and that. And you close the doors. It's a private space. It's just me and we're gonna figure it out. And people think there's, and as you progress, you have less and less thoughts in theory. And if you're looking at a swing and trying to fix 10 things, then that's wrong, because there's usually one or two moves that can fix nine things, or one fix that can fix almost everything. So it's a pretty simple game when you boil it down. People can complicate it. You can get real detailed into it. But if you just understand what your goal is and what your flaw is and how to work towards that goal, I think it's a pretty simple way to do it.
Two things. Jeff will be available at both locations, so he'll be able to book. You'll be able to book a lesson with Jeff at either location. You can work with him and the scheduling software, which is really easy to use. And the other thing too is, just because I know what this audience is, if you're a young pro out there and you're looking for something to do this winter and you want to spend time learning from Jeff on how to coach, how to teach, and spend some time working for us here at Golf Dojo as we expand, we'd love to have you. And so you can reach out to us either Jeff at mygolfdojo.com or info.
Yeah, at mygolfdojo. In the winter and hit some balls. Yeah,
we had great success last year with some young assistant pros. We're gonna do the same thing this year, and so I think that's an exciting piece too.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
Fun.
Yeah,
it's fun to be engaged in golf in this way. Like, because you walk through the door here, it's a golf facility first and foremost. So you're here to have a good time, and this is about golf when you walk through the door. I've been around golf for 30 something, 50 years, whatever it is, and you walk through the door, and it's a, try not to narrow that down. I knew it was more than 30.
This is why you're a golf pro and not a math teacher.
Yeah, okay. That's why. But yeah, it's a golf facility first and foremost. So you come in for the golf experience, and that's what we're trying to give you.
With that math, don't tell people where you went to high school.
Yeah, I won't.
Come on, Jeff.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, I still haven't used algebra.
You know, I was going to say, Jeff's at math class. I'm never going to use this stuff.
Just hit the ball there and go get it.
Yeah. But I mean, to kind of, I guess, make a wholesome thought about all of what we're talking about here is the reason the three of us love doing this show is that we love golf. We love seeing other people love golf. And, you know, it's great for us when we're out and we'll talk with somebody like, hey, we heard you over at so-and-so's, you know, course last week or at this place or at dojo or whatever. And, you know, we start talking about golf and each other's, oh, and I was playing here. We talk about each other's, you know, where we played and all this sort of stuff. I'm sure the two of you now, being and seeing the Western York golf community come into your facility and now a second one, which is going to be great. Like, it's got to be fulfilling in the sense for two guys that love golf. Like, hey, like we're a piece of that now.
Yeah, no, this really was all about creating a new access point to golf, right? As you know, our origin story, as we had to go back to work post-COVID, as we went back to work as educators, you know, we've been playing so much golf through the summer, we went to ourselves, how do we continue to do this? And really, this came from wanting to make sure that there was an access point for Western New York golfers that they could access year-round, and it was easy for them and met a lot of their needs, right? And I think that, you know, the enthusiasm of our customers that come through the doors and the fact that they return, and we're already getting phone calls from guys last year saying, hey, I can't wait to come back. You know, I've been having a great summer all summer, but this was something that I did with, you know, 15 other of my friends on every Tuesday night. We're really getting a lot of great feedback in terms of that. And so you're right. You know, you put a group of people together that love what they're doing, and you're just a really great feeling here at Golf Dojo.
Do we know the most popular course that folks play? And I'm going to give it a guess out of the 250. I'm going to say it's Pebble. Is it?
Yeah, I whenever I come in, that's what people want to do. I think, especially for beginners, if you go at the easy level, playing the old course, just because of
St. Andrews old course.
Right? You still feel the history. You still feel the tradition. It still looks like what you see on TV. It's just a little bit easier on the simulator than Pebble is.
Yeah, Pebble's one of the more difficult courses, and St. Andrews is actually the easiest course on our list, yeah. And there's so many courses. What's cool is guys will come in, I played this course. Yeah, I hit the shot on number 7. Oh, yeah, and you hear those kind of stories.
Our buddies, a couple of years ago, we did a golf trip to Cooperstown. We played Leatherstocking, which is a terrific course here, obviously, in the state. And when Max and I play together at Golf Dojo, we often play Leatherstocking because we still get that feeling of being out on that trip and remembering the shots that we hit, sometimes remembering them a little differently than they occurred, but it was fun nonetheless.
I was a much better high school football player than I actually was. My memory tells me that way.
Is the logo for Leatherstocking Golf Club is what I think it is? I mean, they take advantage of the opportunity. They have a leather sock.
They do. Yeah. Yes. No. If you have not been to Cooperstown to play it, it's a terrific course to play, and it's one of those places where guys like you could shoot 72 or you could shoot 92. It's just about whether you hit the ball in the middle because it's not real long, and it's just fun, really fun.
And we've got a lot of courses like that across Western New York and even just New York State. Those gem courses where you walk away and said that was a fun course to play.
Yeah, and that's what's cool.
It's supposed to be fun, right? Yeah.
Right.
And listen, everybody listening to the level, it's supposed to be a fun game.
Well, and to be honest, that's a big part of what we're trying to do. Like when people walk through the door, you're greeted, hey, this is, how can we get you going? Yeah, this will be fun. You know, and some people want to be left alone and hit golf balls, and some people want to play music and drink a few beverages.
There's something to it. The track man of just coming in and be like, how far can I hit it today? Like, I want to see how far I can hit it. Like, who doesn't want to go to the driving range to see how far they can hit it? Well, here you get the number instantly on the track, man. It's awesome.
You're a little older, you're just kind of like, I don't really want to look at the numbers.
I get the one, this track man must need to be re-regulated.
That's right.
7-iron.
That's right.
It's just like when you get pulled over in the speed. What's the last time that radar gun was calibrated? Yeah. The last time, right?
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't really work. I know. I agree.
Max and Tom, if people want to get more information, or if they're interested in hearing about the new location, about it, if they want to be on that membership, if they're listening right now and they live over in that Tonawanda, Kenmore, West Amherst area.
Sure. Absolutely. This, by the way, everybody, this was our kickoff. We had told our friends that this was going on, but this is the first time that we're announcing that this opening is going to be taking place. As I said, the signs will be going up soon. You can head over to www.mygolfdojo.com. And in the next few days, you'll see all of the information starting to pop up about the new location. This really is, as I said, our kickoff event. And then also, if you follow any of our social media, it is at MyGolfDojo, and you can find that on Instagram, Facebook, and the formerly known as Twitter X.
Yes.
and you'll be able to find all that information in the next few days as we really start ramping up our push toward opening.
Okay. X is full of haters, and that's how you know you're successful, when the haters come out.
Yes, that's true. Hey, real quick question. The name. Get a lot of questions about the name. How did the dojo? Yeah, you can explain that, Max.
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to give full credit to Tom for, as we started talking about this entire process, he called me up, out of the blue once, and it's the only thing he said. He said, I think the name should be Golf Dojo. And really what this came down to is that, Tom is a long history of golf, and he actually introduced me to the sport when we were college buddies. And since I've been a child, I've done the martial art of judo, which is an Olympic sport, as well as just a great way to learn to defend yourself. And Tom said, can we use the term dojo? And I was like, well, yeah, because actually a dojo is a practice space. The direct translation is the place of the way. So, this truly is a practice space for golf. And what's nice is you get to choose how you do that. So the name Golf Dojo, it is who we are. It's what we do. And we hope that everyone really enjoys that.
Well, you guys have certainly added yourself to another layer of what makes golf great in Western New York. So kudos to both of you. Congratulations, Tom and Max, on your announcement and new location, and best of luck going forward. We'll also pass along our information throughout, as you guys lead up to it on our social media accounts at T2G Buffalo. But again, follow them, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at My Golf Dojo. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking care of Jeff, too, keeping him in line.
Yeah, it keeps me out of trouble. Yeah,
that's right. All right, Max Grundy, Tom Coppola from Golf Dojo. Again, you can also reach out to Jeff as well. Jeff Midas here, through his association with Golf Dojo here. He'll be available for lessons at both locations. But congratulations, new location coming up at 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. They're hoping for a November open. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we will talk about the end of the PGA Tour season. Victor Hovland's a champ. I'm going to let you know how much money he actually made per shot this year, Kevin.
Oh,
see, I want both of you to have a guess on that. If you saw it, then you're out.
It's more.
How much did he make per shot this year?
It's more than you make per word on this show.
That's correct. Ryder Cup selections this week from Zach Johnson. Did he do a good job? We'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA tip of the week. That's all coming up here as we're live from Golf Dojo, Transit Road in Amherst. Big day for them. They announced their new location coming up in Tonawanda on Niagara Falls Boulevard. We'll have more information on that throughout the show. Thanks to Max and Tom for joining us from Golf Dojo. We'll be back in just a few moments right here. More Tee to Green, our final show of the season on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs. Pendleton Creek Golf Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Hey everyone, I'm Niccolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Bar and Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the Lynx and get your swings in.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. Are you a business that wants to look bigger and look better? VSP can help you promote your brand with vinyl graphics, dimensional signs, and vehicle wraps. We'll take you through every step, design, printing, and installation. We are Western New York's leading graphics branding company. Learn more at VSPGraphicGroup.com.
The Western New York Section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, finding a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
Welcome back to Golf Dojo, our final show of the season here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Thanks to Max Grundy and Tom Carpola from Golf Dojo. The exciting news, they're announcing their second location opening up on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Tonawanda. We'll have more information on that here coming up throughout the show. But it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard and a rare week where there actually is no PGA Tour event, because last week the Tour Championship ended the season and Victor Hovland ended up being crowned the FedEx Cup champion. We'll have more on Hovland's outstanding performance in the playoffs here coming up in just a few moments.
And the PGA Tour Champions Tour Report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. I'd like to thank them for keeping us so nattily attired all this year.
Yes.
And last week's winner of the Ally Challenge was Vijay Singh at 4-under, followed by that Jeff Maggart, Stephen Ames, Paul Goidos, and Tim Petrovic.
Did you see Goidos 5-putted the 17th hole? He was in the lead.
I did 5-putted.
It's uncomfortable
that.
To see those putts.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all been there. Ugh. Yeah, it's a painful feeling.
All right, LPGA leaderboard, which is brought to you by Puma Golf. Perrin Delacour is the leader of the Portland Classic one-shot lead. She's 14 under par, a one-shot lead over Lynn Grant, and 2 shots over Megan Kang.
I'll echo Jeff's comments about our Donald Ross gear. We wear it every week for our show. We wear it out playing all the time.
I wear it all the time, yeah. My nicest clothing.
Wear the nice hoodies just out and around town, and it's so comfortable. It's so great. So thank you. And also Puma Golf for giving us some great golf shoes, Kev. They're super comfortable shoes as well to wear out of the golf
course. They are... fantastic. Yes. I wear them when I work.
Plus, you look cool in them.
Yeah. I like the spikeless ones, too. They're like sneakers, right? So you can wear them
everywhere.
Yeah, right out of the car. Like, because there's a water proofness to them, like the Clydes, the old Clyde Frazier, you know?
Nope, I don't know.
Okay, well, anyways, they look like sneakers, and they're waterproof, so they're my winter shoes.
Yeah, that worked out well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
All right, so Victor Hovland ends up winning.
He wears Puma, by the way.
Yes. Shoes. Yes, he does.
That was new this year.
And Jay Lindbergh, right? What's the other brand he wears?
Well, he wears Lindbergh is the clothing, but you got to be.
The clothing is amazing.
Well, I heard a comment, maybe he's made enough money now he can buy out of that contract.
Well,
get some Donald Ross clothing.
If your waist size is over 33, you should not wear Lindbergh.
Hence, I've never owned any of their garments.
Okay, anyhow.
I like Hovland's clothes. I think it's unique. I don't even know if I like it. I just think it's unique.
It's a Swedish company. He's
right.
From Norway.
Of course.
Like that part of the world. Scandinavia.
That's right. They're well-dressed, but they're all skinny people, not like me. Well, so.
Yes.
We have something called chicken wings in America.
All right. Yeah. The 33 waist that you can see.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Not correct. The 45 angle of the belt. It's down there somewhere.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, we know it was a great year to be Victor Hovland. He won 2 of the 3 playoff events, Kevin. The BMW Championship. And, of course, the Tour Championship.
And the Memorial, which is an elevated designated event. Or signature event they're called now.
You add in the bonus for winning the FedEx Cup Championship, and his season earnings were over $33 million. So if we divide that per golf shot on the PGA Tour, you got to...
Nobody's asking me this one.
You got to guess them just How much do you think he made per golf shot?
I actually don't know.
I mean, this is tough. This is tough, I know. But
So it's got to be in the thousands.
Oh, correct. Yes. Good guess.
Yep.
I'm going to say like $4,000.
Good guess. $5,100 per shot.
$5,100 per swing.
$5,142. $5,142 per golf shot this year for Hovland on the PGA Tour, adding up all his earnings divided by all the shots that he took.
Did they break that down per putt by chance?
I got per shot.
I got per event. So he averaged $1.45 million per event. Wow. He averaged $19,000 plus per hole played. Wow. And over just and 5,100 plus per shot.
You know, it's interesting. The Tour Championship has faced a lot of criticism of the format.
The start?
It used to be that point system. Right. Remember, you'd have a Tour champion and then the FedEx Cup champion, and that was criticized. Well, wait a second here. The person who wins that final tournament should win it all, right? Like, make it, if it's a playoffs. So they came up with a formula to do so, and people are, the leader's going in minus 10. He's got that lead. Well, now it happens to be the same guy the last 2 years, but the man who was 10 under par didn't win.
No. Yeah, you still got to play good that last week.
You still have to play well.
Have to play well, yes.
Yes. And so last year, Rory McIlroy came from behind and beat Scheffler, and Scheffler wasn't even the final group on Sunday this time.
See, I never looked at it that way. I always looked at it as, hey, we had maybe 2 days of tournament, and we still have 4 days left of tournament, and this is how it stands. So it's like any other. After one round, you may not be in the – you got to play good the next three, so you got to play good 4 days. So I don't have a problem with the format. I mean, it's never going to be perfect. I know how do you, it's arbitrary with the numbers. But it's – you don't – throw away the good in search of the perfect.
You can't just have, like, I think some people want, well, if you make it just the top 30 and the winner wins, it's like, well, there are other guys, like, you know, it's a reward for the season, too, right? There's
John
accumulation of points.
John Rahm says he still wants a little tinkering to it. He says, look, he goes, I could win 30 times on the PGA Tour. I could win both playoff events. And I can only still get a 2-shot lead going in, and he goes that can be evaporated. So Rahm had said like he wants it to be more season long beneficial for him, which is kind of what the old setup was in some sense. But
yeah, but the argument against that is, well, I would argue you're the favorite going in. If you won 30 times in the Tour, you're the favorite going in. You're the man to beat.
And listen, that's what sports is.
You're still making a nice check.
Yes. But look at the Patriots went 19-0 and lost the Super Bowl. Right. And, you know,
which is great.
Kentucky went 34-0, but they didn't win the national championship that year, you know, a handful of years ago. Like teams, the Boston Bruins had the greatest regular season ever and got bounced in the first round. Like that happens in sports. So if you're looking to have the ultimate champion at the end with playoffs, like this is what happens in playoffs in sports.
All right. Speaking of the Tour, did you see the Daily Mail in London, what they leaked?
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know, the leak reported that in 2025 there'll be 18 worldwide events, guys can play on whatever tour.
Ah, so there'll be 18 conjoined events.
There'll be 18 majors.
Or
so the top
events.
Players from DP World Tour, top players from the PGA Tour, top from. Again, this is a report from the Daily Mail. So
there'll be 14 worldwide events and 4 majors.
18.
Well, they've taken away
the four majors.
There'd be 13 because of players. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. This deal
with LIV,
you've got till the clock's ticking here, till the end of December, and players have to say yes to it. So it's going to be an important fall on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, things have definitely changed, but it's settling out.
But the Ryder Cup picks may have also indicated that, hey, maybe players are more open to it.
Yep. Including Brooks Koepka, who was one of the 6 captain's picks this week by Zach Johnson for the United States. I don't think it was a surprise that Koepka was selected, right?
I don't believe so at all. He's playing too good, and he was the PGA champion in the last major, and he's done very well when he's played on the tour this year.
Two factors, right? You have, yes, he got bumped out in the last event, right? He would have been he was in
the top 6, yeah.
Scheffler even said, listen, if he played one PGA Tour event and made the cut, he was in.
True.
Right? And when Scotty Scheffler, who was the first guy in, basically saying, I want this guy on the team.
Yeah.
And the PGA of America
runs this event.
You professionals hold the Ryder Cup at your event, and your champion is being considered your champ. Why don't they just make it that the PGA champion automatically gets a spot in the Ryder Cup team, Jeff? Why don't you just eliminate
Because they don't want Sean McKeel on the Ryder Cup team if it happens that way.
If it's an anomalous win, something out of the blue,
I guess that was the first thing that popped into my head.
I could qualify now, maybe PGA and win. Well, it'd be nice to play in the Ryder Cup, but you can't have... I see what you're saying, and it's also a couple months later.
But...
Which champion, the year or the previous 2 years? That's the other
thing. But, Kevin does...
The year of the event.
It does make that major have a real extra, incentive that no other major would have.
Well, I'm just going to...
That's a good point.
I'm going to argue that if you win the PGA Championship, you're going to be up there anyways. Right?
I would say that too. Yes.
So just making an automatic berth.
Remember, here's the only thing. Remember, the Ryder Cup's only is every other year.
Yeah, so the year of the Ryder Cup.
Oh, the year of the Ryder Cup.
The year of the Ryder Cup.
The previous year, no.
I could get along with this idea. I could see that being a good idea.
And then you
idea.
Could have also the same thing on for the if you win the Players Championship because it's a tour event. If you win the Players, you're automatically on the President's Cup team. You could.
Add
a little more intrigue to it, if you will. If you're a player that is eligible for those teams, if you're an American or a world player, not a European player, because Europeans Ryder Cup, the rest of the world's President's Cup, that could be another little
I like
intrigue
that idea.
To it, right?
Yeah.
I can see
all
that
right,
idea.
Present that to your PGA members.
At
see what they think about
in
that.
November. Yeah, I got something else to present.
Yeah,
this year, as
that's right.
Yeah.
So
and if you win the Open Championship, you're automatically on the Ryder Cup team for the RNA.
I like it.
Right? Why not?
I like it. I like it, Kev. Got a marketer's brain.
Okay.
Yep.
So the Ryder Cup this week, the buzz was not about Koepka. It was about which was at least announced as the final pick. Justin Thomas ended up getting the final nod. We know, of course, he missed the FedEx Cup playoffs. Statistically had the worst year on tour that he's had, essentially since he's become a full-time player on the PGA Tour. And there were some players that were left out that people were arguing for. I'll just throw for the four names out that I heard the most. Cam Young left out.
Surprise.
Keegan Bradley left out. Dustin Johnson left out. Lucas Glover left out. Maybe those are the four, at least, that I heard people argue for. And I think there's an argument for any of those four.
Sure.
But JT ends up getting it. And Zach Johnson's argument, Kevin, was very much about team camaraderie. All the years that the U.S. was getting crushed, a lot of the criticism was, this guy's, they don't play like a team. They don't feel like they're together. All these sort of things. He seemed to really, really push that piece with the argument for Justin Thomas.
Yeah, and which I think why a lot of people felt all along he's going to be on the way he was trending towards the end of the year. He didn't make it, but he was 71. So any other, this was the first year they went to top 70 make the playoffs. If they still had 125, it wouldn't have been a story. He'd have been in the playoffs and may have advanced the way he was trending. So
I think
that mattered a lot. And, you hear all these other Keegan Bradley. It was between JT and Keegan Bradley, it seems, really. And the fact that Keegan is not, in the in crowd,
circle.
Right? That's the inside the circle.
His comments, too, were pretty open about that. He said, look, I thought I had a good year. I thought I did everything on the golf course. I needed to make it. I won twice. Played great in the playoffs. My game is at where it needs to be. And then he said, and I also tried to reach out to kind of get in that inner circle of friendship with a lot of what we thought were kind of the stronghold players that would be representing the United States. And then he said, I guess I'll have to just make the top six. I'm playing for six spots, not 12.
I agree with that. There's guaranteed six spots. That's it. And then it's the coaches to, and I did like the quote that JT was built for this. JT was born for events like this. You see him on the first tee pumping up the crowd and things like that. I understand I'd be frustrated if I was on the lip and didn't get in like that. But hey, I got to play better. I gotta be top six next time if I really want to be on that team.
Yep, I would agree.
Well, right. It's open up to captain selections.
Right. You're always going to be criticized
and
no matter whom you pick.
Remember, it was two picks, then they went to three picks, now it's up to six picks. So the more picks you have, the more open there is to variability in the selection. Jack Nicklaus said, I think having all these captain's picks, he goes, you're opening up criticism for a captaincy more and more by doing this. He goes, back in my day, 10 of the 12, he goes, you earned the spot. He goes, the captain's picks weren't as big of a deal as they are now. He goes, this is a huge deal because you're essentially, you know, you're picking half the team now.
And you'll be judged by how those players play at that event, obviously, as a captain and whether you win. You know, I think part of the captainship is overrated when there's two picks. I think now the captainship is more important when you are making half the pick.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's who are you picking to fill out the roster? And I think he's right. He consulted the top six guys. Hey, who do you want to pair with?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a big reason Sam Burns is on the team, too, because Scottie Scheffler is so close to Burns.
Smart to go to the players. I mean, Darcy Regeard did this with the Sabres, by the way, when he got Drury and Briere in. He went and asked Briere, who do you want? Like, who can I pair? He said, J.P. Dumont. So he went and got J.P. Dumont. Then he asked Drury, whom do you need? He goes, I need Mike Greer. And you find in hockey, Brian, you see this, it's pairs. It's not the whole line. The third guy often is the filling guy. You need the chemistry between the two, the puck carrier, and who does he want with him to ride shotgun? And then the other, you could fill in the other spot. That's what the game
And who knows better who's playing well than the players who play with these guys and work with these guys and walk the fairways with these guys every week?
Yeah. Right. I would agree. Time out here from Golf Dojo. When we come back, our final segment, we'll get Jeff's Western New York PGA tip of the week on how you can play your best fall golf. That'll be coming up next year. And got a little story about Ben Hogan and a putting grip here to pass along as well.
Oh, love Ben Hogan stories.
Yeah, we'll have a little Ben Hogan story. Final segment coming up. We're here at Golf Dojo. A big announcement today. They're opening up their second location on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Tonawanda. And, of course, mygolfdojo.com for more information on that. Back in a moment, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colziel. Tanner Saunders is our producer back in our Amber Studios. This is Tee to Green, live on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we work with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Puttlamp Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, our final segment of the season. Yes, if you're just waking up this morning, thanks for being with us. Singer and songwriter Jimmy Buffett passing away overnight last night. He has died, and he's 76 years old. Of course, Margaritaville, probably his most famous hit, but one of many. So
built figured, a business empire off it.
He did. Yeah. Really, really smart man in that sense.
Supposedly he was a billionaire. Died, passed away a billionaire.
Yeah, he was supposed to be one of the richest musicians in the world.
Yeah.
So because of that, not because of his music.
Yeah, and that song and that brand,
well,
definitely.
Well, music had a lot to do with it.
Created that brand.
The
created
the brand. And everything, yeah.
Yeah, was in Key West one time, and, like, he's everywhere now. All over that sort of stuff where that original restaurant was located. Welcome you back here to Golf Dojo. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Mitas for our final segment. Let's get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week now, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Hey, if you want to get started in golf, you want to find your local PGA pro, you want to sign up for fall activities or get lessons or some of their great fall events, including a pub crawl coming up down at Ellicottville. You can get in on that. All the information is at WNYPGA.com.
Yeah, is that today? Is that today or next week?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Oh, yeah. I saw a picture Custom Turf put out.
Yeah, that putting green. It looks awesome.
It looks amazing.
There's a bunch of them in different bars down there, and you... Yeah,
it's fun. It's like outside the bar. It's giant.
Well, some are outside, some are inside. Yeah, it's a fun time.
Tickets are only $20. Really fun time down at Ellicottville from starting at noon next week. So, again, WNYPGA.com
raises money
to get
for
information
the PGA Reach
on
Foundation.
That.
Sorry to talk over.
No, it's okay. And, you know, kudos to the Western PGA and everything they do, Jeff and all the area pros. They're, of course, one of our presenting sponsors. So they're a big supporter of our show. We support everything they do as much as we possibly can. So,
yeah, we're promoting golf.
Yeah. So thank you very much to the Western PGA. While we're at it, the rest of our presenting sponsors, Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We talk with Pat Phillips many times, once a month here throughout the show. So thanks to everybody over there. Listen, if you want to go get your clubs regripped, fixed, new set, fitting, all that sort of stuff, go see everybody over at Woods to Wedges. We mentioned Custom Turf. They're a part of that pub crawl down at Ellicottville.
Get all the turf in here and our new place. Yep.
He's going to be doing that. Mick Ultra as well for their support. Of our show this year, and our home clubs where we both play, Kevin, Pendleton Creek, Don Schneider, Dylan Hayes, and the ownership over there. Thank you so much for your support of the show. It's been a great year.
And also, Lancaster, we are welcoming some new members. Get in now. You know, the renovation, when it's complete, the acquisition fees are going to go up a little bit. So I would get in now, and you play the rest of this fall free, and you're not going to pay dues till March 1st of next year. And we've got a lot of great golf to play at Lancaster. We still have so many events to go there. It's a great group of folks. I love it there. So, reach out to me on Twitter, at Kev Sylvester. Call the pro shop, lccny.com, lccny.com.
You can email Mike Szabo as well, the pro over there and acting GM right now.
His info's on the site.
Yeah, Mike at lccny.com.
That's correct.
His email as well. All right, our Western PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff, I need the most important question here as we're into September and fall golf. What official date am I allowed to enact the leaf rule out of the golf course?
Never.
Come on.
Depends who you're playing with, I guess. The Franco rule, what was that last week?
He was thrilled
about that. I'm glad you mentioned it again.
Officially your stance as a PGA professional, there is no leaf rule?
There is no leaf rule, no.
But, what do? I hit the golf ball.
Can you enact a local rule? to be. Can a course say, "Hey, we're going to have the lead pool today"?
What should you do? Look at you want to if you want to post the score.
Saying, can you could essentially you could make a local rule.
What should you do though, Jeff? In all seriousness, I know I poke fun at the leaf rule. In all seriousness, you hit a good drive. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's 1 yard into the off
this
the fairway
the
here.
Of the week, by the
no,
way.
No. But what? And you, we
I'm
all
not
are
pro guy.
We all are in agreement. Hey, the ball is right here, but maybe we can't find it because there is leaves. Like, what do you do?
I think that's an agreement amongst players, but you're agreeing to waive the rule, so you're all disqualified anyway. Yeah. But that's all. If you guys make an arrangement on the tee and a gentleman's agreement on that and have more fun that way. Yeah, so that's what I would do.
Okay. If you know it's a possibility so let's say you hit it left and it's in the rough and there's leaves. If you know it's a possibility, you should hit a provisional immediately.
If you're playing in tournament golf, yes.
Yes. Because you'd have to go, or if you want to post a round.
Wait, I got to double check that rule. See, this is why I don't like to give rulings out on the radio, because I don't believe you can hit a provisional ball for a ball that's in play, because it's either for out of bounds. You can't hit a provisional for a ball thought to be lost in a hazard, so can you hit a provisional?
Well, if I lost the ball, right, if it's a lost ball, you have to go re-tee.
Yes.
That's true.
I don't think you hit a provisional. Maybe you would. Maybe you could. I'd have to double check that rule.
Right?
I mean, oh, yeah. I just, the leaf rule this time of year, is a time of year to have fun playing.
There is
golf.
No leaf rule.
There is no leaf rule.
There is no leaf rule.
I don't even like going down this rabbit hole in this conversation. By the way,
the originator of leaf rule is Bob Gaughan. When Bob and I host Middays back in 2000. So 23 years ago, Bob Gaughan and I hosted 10 to noon, and Bob. First,
he enacted it. Yes,
he first brought up the leaf rule.
You
I don't know
Bob
if he's originated
the leaf rule.
I'm saying, but he's the first. It's the first time I ever heard it anywhere publicly on air.
Okay,
23 years ago.
Well,
I'm not saying Bob came up with it, but Bob's a pretty creative guy. He very well may have came up with a name leaf rule.
With the leaf rule.
All right. Well, that is not the tip of the week this year. Yeah.
How can I? Yes.
Yeah. It's to avoid hitting the leaf.
How to manage your handicap in the fall?
That's right. I can connect you some folks who can help you with that.
Yes. How do I play great golf in the fall?
You know, you just start working on your fundamentals. It's a great time. You know, most of the tournaments are over. Find a way to get better at your game. This is a time of year to test yourself and try to experiment with things that you may not have tried throughout the year. If you're a fader, try to go out and hit hooks all the way around. Or you're not comfortable with this club, go out and hit this club. And it's a really good time to see your PGA professional, get a lesson, get some fundamental stuff to work on in the fall. Cure one aspect of your game. If there was a weakness you noticed this time of year, maybe your pitching wasn't good, spend these next couple months just focusing on maybe hit a couple extra pitches into a green or chips or take a weakness this time of year and make it a strength for next year.
Okay, good tip. Go see your local PGA bro. You can also come see Jeff here at Golf Dojo. By the way, we spent a lot of time talking about Victor Hovland. What a great year for him. Scottie Scheffler, also worthy of a quick mention here. He had the 7th best scoring average in PGA Tour history this year. 1 through 6 was who? There's only one
Tiger.
Name.
Tiger,
yeah,
right?
That
yeah.
was the easiest trivia
that
question.
That was the easiest trivia year, question ever.
If it's golf trivia, the answer is Tiger.
Tiger. Yep.
All right, let's finish with an interesting Ben Hogan story about putting. So this story, in 1957 season, Ben Hogan was struggling with his putting.
To say, he wasn't known for putting.
Yeah, he said he had some putting struggles. He experimented with the baseball grip to putt. And he said it worked, and he said that he loved it, but he said he was too embarrassed to use it in events because he didn't want people to see that he was putting with a baseball grip. Well, his putting got so bad, he actually decided he was going to use it for the 1957 Masters, and he ended up shooting in his practice rounds a 65. Somebody asked him about it. And he said, the next day, he goes, I didn't go back to it. He goes, because I didn't want to have anybody notice it or ask questions about it. He said that, he goes, I was so nervous and being embarrassed about it that I decided for round one to go back to my old conventional putting grip. And somebody said to you, he goes, Ben, what the hell are you doing with that grip? And he goes, I just can't have people see me putt in front of all those people this way. He said in other practice rounds, he ended up putting with it, loved how it went, but he actually never used it during that 1957 Masters, which, by the way, he missed the cut in.
He also suggested that putting only counts as a half stroke each time, so he definitely struggled with his putting. And he, how about that? The greatest player that ever played, maybe, except for a Tiger, and he was self-conscious about his game.
Yeah,
we all are.
All the balls, the great ball strikers in today's game are the ones who struggle with putting, which is weird.
We just mentioned the Scheffler story.
Scheffler, Morikawa.
He struggled with putting all year, and he had the seventh best scoring
average. Divergent skills, though. They're definitely different skills.
Putting grips, there's a million of them now. If somebody did a 10-grip baseball grip today, no one would say a thing if it worked.
Right. 20 years ago,
who cares?
I'm like, what's your problem, dude? What are you
hearing? Right. Yeah.
You could putt with your feet now, and no one would say anything. I'm just saying that's how awkward things are. I'm just saying.
There's some different grips out there.
There's some very different
usually
ones.
It's people that are searching, though. You know, you watch the best putters, like Tiger, and his grip was the same all the time, and he didn't tinker with his putter. The best putters aren't usually the guys flipping putters each week. They're the ones who have one system and stick with it and find confidence in it and believe in it.
Statistically, no, but you're saying the guys who look and feel, those putters, those are the best ones. Yes.
Yeah.
They use a blade putter, and you see the stroke.
No, it could be a mallet, but they're not changing putters out each week. They're not blaming the putter for their poor play.
Yeah. All right, Kev, puts a wrap on another year. It's been another fun year to be together. I want to thank all of our sponsors and partners and friends, including those here today at Golf Dojo. Exciting new announcement, their new location coming up in Tonawanda, Niagara Falls Boulevard. MyGolfDojo.com for more information on that. Kev, thanks so much.
Thank you, boys. Great
season.
Thank you, boys, for putting up with my travel schedule this year.
It's not a problem. So. This is just fun to do. You know, you get up early, but it's just super fun to do, and I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, we love doing it, going around Western New York, everywhere to all the great golf facilities. And the best part is talking to all the great golf people that all love golf like we do.
That's some cool people doing this.
And if you're listening to the show, we know you love golf, too. So have a great fall season of golf. We appreciate you listening to us. Be sure to follow us on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter at T2GBuffalo. And we'll be having some exciting stuff coming up here through the fall and the winter. We'll be back next February for another season on WGR here, going across Western New York with our tour. So thanks to everybody, including our producer, Tanner Saunders, back in our studios. For Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel, and to all of our Tee to Green listeners, thank you. Enjoy fall golf, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you paid the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of Yolo Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.